I'm more worried about us getting like a strike and taking a video there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they could do that too. All right. Let's get to it. Welcome back. Welcome back. Another episode of Verbal Gunplay. It's your boy Danny De Niro.
I'll double the golden line. If I'm lying, I'm flying. And since I'm not flying, I ain't lying.
And we got a special guest in the building. I need you to put your hands together for mother, entrepreneur, business owner, Jasmine.
Big boss.
Ooh. Okay. Don't feel free to throw them ad-libs in there.
Big boss Jazz, okay.
Big boss Jazz. So what we typically usually do for first time cameos, give us a little bit about yourself.
Okay.
Who's Jasmine?
I don't know. That was, I really don't. But I'm so really, like, I'm an event planner. I own my own event planning company. I just align my event planning company with my event venue. So I own a venue in Cincinnati, Ohio, Blush the Event Loft. And my event planning company was Jazzy and Elegant Events, but I aligned it. I didn't rebrand. I aligned it to Blush Events. So I do events in Dallas, Texas, but I also do stuff in Cincinnati, and then I travel. Now, I also have a travel agency, Vacation Overload. I don't know how to align that, but we all connected.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much the gist of it. I help other women and entrepreneurs build their own business as far as the behind the scenes, branding, marketing, doing your structures like your LLC and etc. And I have a workshop coming up, and it's super, super, super cheap. I'm never gonna do this again. I don't know why I did it, but it's super, super cheap. So yeah, that's it.
It's cheap because you're trying to give back to the people. Just information. You're trying to get the people in it to give them the info they need, right?
Yeah, and then I just was trying to just do something. I know that a lot of people are struggling, so And I was gonna do it for free, but then I was like, it's cheap. It's $20, so that's basically free.
Okay, and you cover Cincinnati and Dallas mostly, and I'm assuming that's because you're from Cincinnati and now live in Dallas.
Correct.
Okay.
You have any other places that you're gonna look into next to build on?
So I was looking in Houston. I did all my research in Houston, and then I ended up moving to Dallas. So maybe Houston, and then I think Chicago. So.
Wow. Yeah. You know, Houston seems to be the height. What made you pick Dallas over Houston?
So I was literally, like, for the last couple of years, going back and forth to Houston, meeting people, meeting with realtors and etc. And then my mom passed in 21, and I was just like, all right, I'm about to move back to Dallas. My little sister lives in Dallas, so I was like, I'll move back with you when you go back. But then I didn't, and I was like, no, I'm just going to take my ass to Houston. I had a baby, and she was like, you got a baby, you may as well just come here since I'm here. I was like, all right, well, nah. She was like, Houston ghetto. I said, well, Cincinnati ghetto, so it's a parallel move, right?
Okay.
But I just ended up moving here because my little sister here, but she just turned 30 like 2 Mondays ago, so like she living her best life, so I could have just moved to Houston for real.
Okay.
But I mean, I like it. It's cool. I like y'all. You know, it's cool. And I don't really like to move a lot, so.
I hate moving.
Y'all got me for a little bit. We'll see.
Okay. Well, hey, look, we're happy to have you. So it looks like you got a bag of trips, what would you say, in your opinion, makes a successful entrepreneur?
Flexibility, for sure. Definitely flexibility and tough skin.
Tough skin, why?
Because these people that eat you alive. Like, seriously, they always want the customer to be right, even when they, like, dumb as hell. Sorry, I'm not a...
No, you're good, you're good.
Filter. But it's always, like, you know, the customer right. But I pride myself on good customer service, so you got to find, like, that balance where, like, you give them what they want, but you also get what you want at the same time. Mm-hmm. So you got to have tough skin, and you definitely got to be able to think quick on your feet.
Absolutely.
What about support amongst other women? Do you guys network well, work together well?
I just started working with a team in the last couple of years. I literally have been out here on my own. Even when I worked for corporate, I was an independent worker. So I started learning how to work for a team like right before I quit working. So working with a team is great when you have the right team. So I have a great team back home in Cincinnati. So anybody that's in the event industry in Dallas, y'all need to connect with me because we can get it popping together. That would be perfect. But in the meantime, like, I do everything. Like, I'm a one-man band. I do have, like, people connected, but not like I wanted to.
Yeah, because we've had a couple of women on here, you know, because that's the theme we had this month. And the one thing they all say is, when it comes to networking amongst women here in the city, it's actually works out really well. Most of them are really trying to see each other win. And we were talking about how that is just not the case with some of the dealings. But, you know, we'll get there when we get there. But I just wanted to see what your experience of it was.
So back home is different. Like, you can, like, it's clicky. So the women, they click, they'll help each other. Back home, the dudes, like, they like, they like to be with dudes with money. So if you a dude with money, they like, So they like, you know, they.
Wait, so the dudes like to be with other dudes.
Yep, you caught it. I just wanted to be clear.
That's crazy.
You caught it. So it's like you will get like support, like you got your squad, you know, whatever, whatever. But for me, like I like to cross promote. It's just if you do photos, I do decor. You do cakes, you do catering, like, oh, we can, you know, and my people come to you, whatever. But it's like everybody grind not the same either. Like, I post all day, every day, like, okay, it's my birthday, but I'm, you know, this is my business. I tell my friends, like, post like it's your birthday. And I suck at that sometimes, too, but when we got a promotion going on, I'm not going to keep getting you clients. You're not getting me clients. Like, you're not getting you clients. Like, so,
yeah, it's hard to find somebody match your energy, huh?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. No, that was good. That was good. I was thinking of a little joke in there, but keep it to myself.
Yeah, you like your jokes.
I do like jokes. Well, I got one for you.
Okay.
It's a simple one. Would you say it was your hard work in doing this that chased the J-Lo out the business?
Chased the J-Lo out the business?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you mean.
I told you it was a light joke. You know, the wedding planner, J-Lo.
Oh, J-Lo? J-Lo.
Oh, the wedding planner. Yeah, she got married. She got married a couple times, so she was cool.
So you've been doing this for how many years now? About four?
Nah.
Longer than that?
2014.
So, 2014?
Yeah, 10 years.
So really, I started doing parties for my 12th birthday. I was staying with my cousin for the summer. And her daughter's birthday is the day after mine. She was going to be one. I was going to be 12.
Okay.
Wow.
And so she said, plan y'all a party. So I planned a party. And we used to throw parties in the hood all the time. Like, you know, But like I had to plan like a birthday party for a 12-year-old and a 1-year-old. So I've been planning a party since I was 12.
Okay.
Then when I was in college, I was the event coordinator for the Criminal Justice Society, which is a big deal because I had to do a lot. And then in 2014 is when I actually made it a business. I said do free stuff, but I don't do free stuff too much.
Okay. So you're closing in about a decade now.
Party planning, because I remember when I was coming at party planning, it was just a speaker in an empty house party.
Yeah,
probably get shot up, but party.
Neapolitan ice cream, little Kroger cake, hot dogs. Yeah, it ain't nah.
So you were at the 6-year mark right before the pandemic. So how did you navigate through that?
I was working still. I still had a job, but I had a venue. So that was like real crazy, to be honest, because I was paying rent in the building and I couldn't use. People wanted refunds. Yeah. Like, it was real, real crazy. And then my lease was up at that location and I was like transitioning to a new location doing a remodel. And yeah, it was scary, but.
Yeah, a lot of people folded up. That's why I was just curious how you navigated through that.
No, I prayed. Okay. Even now. Like, when the slow season come, I know when it's coming. Like, after the pandemic, it just bust wide open. I mean, I was, it was crazy. And I was like, yeah, you know, your slow, it's going to, you know, go back to normal, your slow season. And it did. And I was prepared for it. And it just ebbed and flowed. But
I feel like with what you do, I feel like the pandemic helped you if you were able to survive it. Because I feel like once everything opened up, everybody wanted to be outside mm-hmm. as much as possible. Everybody wanted to do everything. Like, there's a lot of people that they took life itself for granted. Mm-hmm. And I feel like with what you do, that whole market just busted wide open as soon as everything opened up. Everybody all of a sudden, I want to go trips here. I want to do this. I want to get married. I want to do, like, why sit around and wait? Because just like that, the world could come to an end, you know?
Yeah.
It didn't happen for me, man. Like I always say, during the pandemic, I still work. I went to work every day during the pandemic and meant nothing to the industry I was in. I was one of the essential industries at the time.
I was too.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I worked with children's services for 8 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Okay. Yeah. Speaking of jobs, I heard that you recently had a job, but you quit.
I did 6 days, 6 and a half. Yep, sure did.
You was just like, you know what? Nah, you
know? I do kind of want to work for like several different reasons, but it was just like it happened so quick. So I had an interview on Thursday. Mm-hmm. On Monday at 8:46, they called and was like, "Hey, you're supposed to be here at 8:30 for orientation." I'm like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" I looked at my email. They emailed me on Friday to start, so I had to scramble and get there. Luckily, my kids was on spring break, so I stole their spring break and went to work. But so the first 10 minutes that I was there, I was just like, "Bitch, why'd you here? Why are you here?"
I think we all did that, especially on Monday.
But I made it through the whole week. Monday, I called off so I can try to search for childcare and get situated mm-hmm. and all that. And then Tuesday, I went to work. Wednesday, I quit at we didn't even have lunchtime. I quit. I was in my car going home at 12:30.
Wow.
Yeah. They had me go. The first stop was like, "Oh, let's go to such and such. He has bed bugs and roaches."
Got child services again?
No, it was mental health services. Oh, yeah, okay. It wasn't for me. And I said, it's just not a fit for me. Like, don't get me wrong. When I did children's services, I done been in some crazy places. But I'm not hurt no more. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to do nothing dirty and crazy. Like, nah.
I was saying that.
That's fair. That's fair. So tell me more about what'd you say the name of the travel company was?
Vacation Overload.
Vacation Overload. Mm-hmm. Okay. So with that, what would you say is like, what would you say the benefit is for somebody to go through you for that, as opposed to like something like I don't know, I'm not gonna name anything, but you know, all these other companies.
Yeah, so instead of those other companies, you get like a more personalized experience, and you don't have to sit up and spend like 30 hours researching. I mean, if you care, because some people just like, "Oh, this hotel is cheap.
Yeah,
let's go." But like my clients, they want specific accommodations. So if you care. Like, I've been working on this Japan trip for about a week now, just sourcing resort hotels and accommodations and stuff like that. So the person that I'm working for, she don't have to worry about doing it, even though she had already did, like, a tremendous amount of research. But after a while, she just was like, "Here, Jasmine, take over." So, okay. Yeah.
So you kind of, like, let the client come to you kind of, like, with, like, an itinerary of, like, what it is they want to do, and you kind of do, like, a fact-find, wants and need kind of thing, so mm-hmm. that way you can cater to them?
Sometimes, but most of the time, they don't even know what they want to do.
Right.
So I'll do like everything from scratch. I have some that's like type A mm-hmm. that they'll come with like research already done, and then I'll, you know, connect all the dots and stuff like that. So I have like low budget services. Like, I'll just create an itinerary for you, or I'll just book your accommodations. And then I have like a concierge service where I book your accommodations, I make your reservations. So concerts, restaurants, excursions, etc.
Okay.
All the way down to car service. So
so you, the whole kit and caboodle. That's what I'm talking about. All right, I'm about to plan a trip with you for sure.
And I travel, so it's not like I'm a travel agent that don't travel.
Mm-hmm.
So I can use
those exist.
Yeah.
Just be stagnant.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Because
really?
It's money. Like, it's money. So if y'all want to tap in and get this money, I got y'all too. Because I'm all about making sure everybody gets the money. But it's money in it. So some people, they don't really want to travel, but they know that they're going to follow the money. So they book trips with people, but like I've been there. I was in Dubai. I just took my daughter and my son to Dominican Republic for her first birthday. Mexico, Canada, etc. Like,
let me make sure I'm understanding you correctly. When you say there's money in it, you mean like the more you travel, the more you get paid or something like that?
No, I'm saying for those that do not travel, that they just book travel for other people.
Yeah,
gotcha.
They get paid from booking travel, gotcha, so gotcha, they gotcha, might not have like the firsthand experience. Gotcha. So, but I'm saying I do. So.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I would think, you know, travel agents and travel business owners would like to travel. You'd like why else would you get into that? But I mean,
for the money, like everything else, you'd be surprised, bro. I've met at least one. That's why I know that books a lot of stuff for a lot of people. Ain't been on no trips. Don't want to go on no trips. They just been there for the money.
Yeah, so you got a lot of stamps in that passport.
I got a few. It's a new one.
What's the best of the new one? Okay, you doing all right then. So what's the best destination you've been to so far?
I had a real good time in Cape Town, South Africa. I tell people this all the time. I ain't been to no bad location. Wherever I'm at, I'm going to have a good time. So I ain't been to no bad location. If I go somewhere and I come back and say I don't want to go, then it's the problem, not me.
Okay.
But you said you're from Ohio. What do you mean you've never been to no bad place? I'm just I'm just kidding.
At least it's not Cleveland.
It's
Cincinnati.
I'm not Cleveland.
Yeah, Cincinnati's not too bad.
One of my money guys, he's from Cleveland. Okay. He gonna give you all out.
Yeah, no, okay. Yeah, no, I was out in Cleveland for All Star Weekend, and it was terrible.
It was terrible.
I was like, no wonder LeBron left.
Dang, and I see her thinking I got left off bed, and was like, damn, I should have went.
Nah, he wasn't missing nothing. What was I gonna say? Go ahead, say something. I drew a blank. I had something in the back of my head I was about to say.
So besides the travel agency stuff, you also do events here in Dallas, and of course I think you're kind of mixed in with some of the other event people, like the Blessed by Bello came on. Shout out to Blessed. You guys kind of travel sort of in the same circle. Have you guys ever met?
Just on Facebook.
But you guys ever been at the same events or anything like that?
No, I'm just now coming outside.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. She's a good chick. You should hook up with her.
No, for real. Too. Yeah, for outside, y'all tearing him up.
Tearing him up. He went to one of her last night? Was that last night, night before?
Hush.
Yeah, Hush. Shout out to Hush.
So when you say you do events too, do you have a space here or do you rent other spaces?
So I also help people open up event spaces, and one of my mentees has an event venue here, the Blank Canvas venue, not the Blank Canvas venue, the Blank Canvas venue is, it's not far from here, it's like in between Richardson and Mesquite, so it's on LBJ, but anyway, yeah, so I helped her open her venue up almost three years ago, so I could do decor there. Also, I have a collaboration with Hush, and I've been to several other venues, events on the Marquee in Frisco. That's really nice. So yeah,
that whole thing always fascinates me. Like, it's a space that you rent out to other people and that they have events, and this could be like this money's getting split like three ways. To be you, it's like decorating the event, a person who's like hosting or putting on the event, and then the actual event space owner, like everybody getting money out this. So it's very interesting. I just never would have thought about something like that. So now that I've been paying attention to our guests and stuff, I'm like, man, there's a whole industry with this. We should get in on that, man.
Networking. I mean, we technically are getting in on it right now. True, networking.
Yep, for sure. So with that, initially when I started, I was doing event planning. I always wanted a space. It literally just fell in my lap. I bought somebody else's business. And like, she was supposed to coach me, and she did the best she could. She was in Cali, I was in Cincinnati, and I just made a lot of stuff up on the fly. And it worked for me, and then the stuff that didn't work for me, I got rid of it. But so I would rent the venue. You could bring your own stuff, or I would bring, you know, I would do decor. Mm-hmm. I had people to do catering, et cetera, et cetera. So literally, like, when I would do parties, like, my whole team would get a check. Like, one of my best friends is a photographer. So shout out to Chevy Smith Photography. Mm-hmm. But no, I'm sorry, yeah. My whole team would get a check. Like, you knew when you came to me, you were going to get a full service experience. So, mm-hmm. and then, like, I had, like, top-notch players in the city. Like, DJ Fresh, he used to be Rich Homie Klein DJ.
Yeah.
That's my best friend. That's her boyfriend, child's father, whatever. So we all like sisters, brothers, whatever. I don't know. We connected not by blood, but by life. So, I came with some heavy hitters. Like, and then if you didn't want to use my services, I didn't penalize you. Some venues, they'll charge you if you don't want to use their services. So
you mean like if you actually book it and they cancel, or
no? Like if you book the venue but you don't use like their preferred vendors, actually, you want to bring in your own caterers, mm-hmm. $200.
What? That's crazy.
Yeah. So.
It's crazy.
All the money game. All the money
it's
game.
It's a numbers game for sure.
Well, to touch on that as well, tell me more about this. You spoke about it briefly in the beginning, the workshops that you got going on.
Oh, so this will be one of my first business builder workshops in Dallas. That's another reason why it's cheap. But also because there were a lot of changes in building your business with the BOI, building credit, etc. So just to get me back in the swing of things, I got a new teaching style because I really don't really do people for real. So I got a new teaching style I want to try out. Okay. So it's only $20. It's on my website, blusheventsdtx.com. But anyway, it's April 13th. Yeah, April 13th. It is at 11 a.m. and it's in Dallas in the medical district. So basically, we're gonna sit together for a couple of hours with planning out your business, getting your LLC or S Corp or C Corp or whatever you wanna do, working on the business plan, going over financials and et cetera. This is the first one in Dallas, but I've done several. No, I think I did one last year. It was virtual. Yeah, it was virtual. But this is my first physical one in Dallas. But I've done several in Cincinnati, and I have a lot of people who actually took what I taught them and started a business. And I have a lot of people who took what I taught them and did nothing.
Yeah.
But this is my way of, like you said, giving back, but like helping people and helping myself. So,
Yeah, because you're building networks in the process. And I mean, it's only $20. I mean, if you want to be a successful business owner and you don't know anything about it, I mean, this is definitely an opportunity you want to jump on. I mean,
right,
yeah,
for sure. $20, and I typically charge starting at $200, so it's a significant.
It's a 90% Black Friday discount.
Yeah, it's a significant difference. But I mean, it's resources out there for us to learn to like build business, do what we want to do. And a lot of the times we walk right past it. So
yeah.
I'm bringing it all together in one little package.
Because you can look online and find all that stuff if that's what you want to do. And of course, it's different in what city you're in, what area you're in. But putting it all together in one easy to digest package for them in one place is just easier. Like some people, I don't know if they just don't like to or don't want to do their research. But when you get it in one package, like you say, it makes it all relate to them in one step. But sometimes people look at it like, okay, I'll just get my EIN and that's all I need. Or that's just, and then, or they might actually pay somebody for a year, and I've seen that a bunch of times. I'm like, bro, like, you don't know, those are free, and it's really easy to get one. But all of that is just one step after the next for basic knowledge, or what we would consider to be basic knowledge, but most people just don't know they can just gather it, or don't know how to look it up. So, you know, definitely a good thing, even if it is just letting them know the basics information on how to logistically open up a business. And now let's start about how you're going to get your money, how you're going to put your company together. Educate them that there are different kind of companies, depending on the one, like you said, an S-Corp or C-Corp or sole proprietorship, all that stuff, and let them, give them the information and let them decide for themselves which way they want to go. I think that's powerful, man. There's a lot of people just need something like that. I'm sure you're seeing that in the turnout from the people coming in there.
Yeah, for sure. So that's just one workshop. I have a bunch of other workshops that I'm going to unload, and then I also do one-on-one business coaching too. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. And then my favorite is my vision board brunch. I do that every year in December. I did one in January here, but typically it's in December. I do it at Blush in Cincinnati, and then Now I'm gonna have to figure out how I'm gonna do both in December. One in Cincinnati and one in Dallas. But literally my whole life that I'm living is just like a vision board. I'm literally a walking vision board. Like, I manifested this life. Like, so.
Well, I love vision boards, man. My daughter and her friends, I think at the end of the year, have like a vision board party where they do that. I'm still not 100% on what a vision board is. You know what? For all of our fans and people out there who may not know, even though it's sort of self-explanatory, what is a vision board? Oh, damn.
So for me, I make a vision board every year. Literally, everybody think it's like arts and crafts. Like, it doesn't have to be pictures. It could just be words, or it could just only be pictures. It could be a combination of pictures and words. You can pick up rocks or beach sand and whatever. However you do it, it's whatever is going to remind you of what you are working towards. In the Bible, it says, write the vision, make it plain. And that's literally what a vision board is. It's just you writing out your vision and working towards it. So I put mine in my bathroom. I put it on my phone screen, my laptop screen. So whenever I wake up, I'm going to see it. And then sometimes, like, I do them like monthly. So I have like one set thing for the year.
Yeah.
But then, like, I do one like monthly to where, like, wow, this is what I'm working towards this month. So
it sounds like a visual representation of your goals for the year and life.
How y'all found me?
How did we find you?
Mm-hmm. How you found me?
Just searching.
What you was searching?
I was just browsing the web, honestly.
We weren't even Facebook friends.
I know.
Because it's on my vision board.
Okay.
What's on your vision board?
So, like, this year I'm putting myself out there more. I literally got it written down and I was going to be on a podcast.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
So.
It might not be just on this. Keep going.
So the algorithm pulled me in.
It's
the vision. It's the vision.
It's alignment. Like, I literally put that down. I got it somewhere on a piece of paper somewhere. But a podcast, magazine, etc. I just submitted my submission for, I think it's called Canvas Rebel or something. They just reached out to me.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that. That seems to be pretty big out here.
Manifesting, as they call it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Because, you know, when I've seen you, because it just happened to just pop up in the algorithm. And I looked, and I was like, let's see what you had going on. And I was like, well, you haven't had an event planner on. Let me reach out and...
Mm-hmm.
See if she'll respond back. And you responded back right away. I said, oh, she about her business.
And I don't even be on that page too much either.
Yeah.
It's light over there. That's
yeah,
time
yeah,
page.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the time.
It was just all the stars aligned.
Mm-hmm.
All right, was there anything you want to get out there? Anything you want to boost up? We can put our links and pictures up on the podcast to make sure people get some motion going for you.
So definitely if you want to get into business and you don't know where to start, reach out to me. If you don't have $20, like, this is the cheapest thing ever. If you don't have $20, just talk to me. You don't got to tell everybody. It's cool. No, seriously, because I'm all about building each other up. Not just women either. Like, I know men want to start businesses. They don't know where to start. I've helped a lot of drug dealers start their own business. So it just is what it is. So I don't discriminate. And then also, I want to build a community where my friends have money and they have freedom. So a lot of my friends, they got money, but they don't have freedom. Like, if I call Fresh, like, hey, he got money, but he tied to a concert or, you know, something's going on or whatever.
Yeah.
But he does have a little bit more flexibility than if you got a 9-to-5 and you got to call off.
Yeah.
So I want to have friends that, you know, we on the same page as far as that. And then I also just want us to elevate. And it's not just Black people. It's, you know, if you not Black, I help you too. So definitely, if you want to become a travel agent, event planner, own your own event space, or just be a business owner in general, it's me. I'm her. I'm a girl.
Talk your shit.
No, for real. If you have an event coming up in Dallas or anywhere, because I got flights, tap in. If you got a budget, we can make it work. So that's pretty much it.
Yeah, okay.
Nice. And just for clarity purposes, she helped those individuals get out of the game and become entrepreneurs the right way.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
All right.
Definitely. Out of the game. And some of them got six-figure businesses. Some of them just got, like, they're making enough that they don't have to steal drugs.
There we go. Helping the community. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, for sure.
Go ahead and drop your websites and socials for those listening. So
I just updated my website to blusheventsdtx.com. Instagram is blush.dtx. And my travel Instagram is vacation.overload. And my Facebook is still Jazzy and Elegant Events. So it's just one word, Jazzy and Elegant Events. Facebook be hating on me. Me and Mark, Mark gonna have to see me.
No worries. We'll also put that on the screen for you guys watching on YouTube. You have anything else?
No, I'm good.
All right, well, hey, once again, thanks for coming here today. We appreciate having you on the podcast. And like I always tell you guys, like, share, subscribe, and comment. This is Rebel Gunplay.
Yeah.
Take care. Tell me what you said, bitch.